All right. Let's have some fun. Let's have some fun. Let's have some fun. What to look for when flipping a house? Let's have some fun. This is going to be a lot of fun. So today we're talking about what to look for when flipping a house. I come here every day, weekdays, 4:30. If that ever changes, I'll let you know. Okay. But sometimes it does change depending on what state I'm in and what project I'm on at any point in time. I'm a consultant. Pardon that. So sorry about that, guys. Got interrupted here. You know, when you have babies around, sometimes they actually, this is exactly when they want to come, you know. But so sorry about that. He started coughing when he was drinking water, so I had to attend to it real quick. So what to look for when flipping a house, that's what we're going to be covering today. Also, I'm going to go into my live call, cold calling session, so you can hang out with me and see how all of that goes down. It's going to be a lot of fun. You get to learn a lot. I throw a lot of nuggets around what my mindset is. But anyway, before I dive in too much into that, what I want you to do is I want you to go ahead and go log in to my empirepro.com and download the free book. Okay, it's a free book that teaches you everything marketing, prospecting, mindset you need to have when you're dealing with prospects. Understanding that exposure is everything. Without exposure, there's no business, there's no money, because you're not exposing the business to potential clients, customers, and things like that. Okay. So it's very important to pay attention to that. Okay. So with that being said, I'm going to call all types of leads today. Let me see if there's some new, I'm going to see if there's some new for sale by owner leads in here. Let's see. All right. But before I start dialing, I'm actually going to show you my data so far. If you were here yesterday, you probably saw and you noticed. Let's see here. Something's horribly wrong here. Yeah, you probably saw. I'm going to log out and log back in. Yeah, you probably noticed that yesterday that it didn't record the how long in the 90 minutes properly, but it recorded all the other data, like how many calls I made and things like that. So I'm not going to keep talking about that, you know, but just it's just good to note that. I want to see here how many for sale by owners we get to call, and then we'll talk about the rest of it here. It looks like it was zero yesterday because we called everybody, but wait, it's showing. All right, so, well, you never know. Let me see here. For sale by owner, 45 leads. Oh, okay, I think I know why. I know why. I know why. All right, dial. I think I know why. No. Yep. Okay, yeah, we have some new 14 leads today for sale by owner. We want to call those first, and then we'll go to calling pre-foreclosures. Okay. So with that being said, I want to show you the pulse of my dialer, the dialer that I use to dial those phone numbers. I want to show you that, and then I'm going to take a few minutes to tell you what you need to look for when it comes to flipping a house. It's very important to know that information. And I have a quote that I've written. I'll just elaborate if I need to. And then I'll talk more about it as we get into the call session. So as you can see here, so far we're averaging about 90 minutes per day, 100 calls per day, calling 60 leads per day. Okay, that's what we're averaging so far. So I'd like to show that to you before we dive into the actual training. But with that being said, let's talk about what to look for when it comes to flipping real estate, and then I'm gonna, and then after that we'll start dialing our phone numbers. Okay. What do you look for when you're flipping a house? Okay. First of all, what's flipping a house? Let me just first of all take the time to explain to you what flipping a house is here. It's the basic way I can tell you is you buy a house at a low cost and you sell it at a higher price. Right? That's the basic thing I can tell you about it. Okay. I have a little bit of code, by the way. I think I may have caught it from one of these boys. Because honestly, I've been working from home for like almost 2 weeks now. So, but oh well, the weather is changing outside too. All right, so here's a quote that I wrote, and I want to take the time to go through that in about 5 minutes before we get into the call. Here's what to look for when flipping a house. Look for motivated sellers. Flipping a house basically starts with putting houses under contract at 65% of its after repair value minus estimated cost of repair. By doing so, you acquire a right to purchase the property at the maximum allowable offer of 65% minus repair cost estimate. The right is called equitable interest. Okay, you have a right. Once you put it under contract, you now have a right to the house, to buy the property within a certain limit time, you know, at the price, 65% minus repair cost. You can then sell the right at 75% of its after repair value minus estimated cost of repair. The 10% spread between the 65% and 75% of the after repair value is what you should look for in fees for securing this type of deals for real estate investors. You're essentially acting as a marketer to find these deals. You identify good deals, you find them, you identify them, and you get paid for simply doing that. So because of that, you don't need cash, you don't need credit, and you don't need anything that you would traditionally need to invest in real estate. But yet, you're investing in real estate, okay? Essentially, you're buying low at 65%, and you're selling high at 75%, and you're doing that at scale, and you're keeping it moving. So for a $100,000 home, expect $10,000, okay? For a $200,000 home, expect $20,000. For a $300,000 home, expect $30,000. For a $400,000 home, expect $40,000. For a $500,000 home, expect $50,000. That's what you should be looking for. That makes sense? That's what you should be looking for. It may be more or less, okay? But that's simply just what to look for. It may be more or less. The highest I've made on one deal is $82,000 from a $400,000 home. So as you can see, it's double what I should have expected. But, you know, it's because I put the property under contract at much lower amount than the 65%. So it depends on how good you're able to find these kind of deals. I've also made just $5,000 from a $300,000 home before. The point is, it may be more or less. It's your responsibility to use comparable, okay, we call them comps, to determine the after repair value of the property and to estimate the cost of repair. Why would anyone want to sell you this property at 65% or lower? Well, it could be the property is distressed. The property ownership itself is distressed. That could be a landlord who doesn't want to deal with tenants, bad tenants, non-paying tenants. Essentially, they have a non-paying, non-performing asset. The first one, the property distress, could be the property needs too much repairs and the homeowner is not willing to put in the repairs and they just want to get rid of it. Sometimes it could be somebody inherited a property that they don't really want. It could be because the person is facing foreclosure or other debts that they don't want to deal with. They just want to get rid of the situation. All of the above and any other kind of motivation to get rid of the property. There's a difference between I want to sell or I need to get rid of this property. You're looking for people that need to get rid of their property, okay? However, the first step to flipping a house is to find these deals, okay? That's the first step. You need to find these deals and identify these deals. This is one of the most effective and cost-effective strategy when it comes to real estate investing because your investment outside of marketing is nothing, okay? Cold calling, prospecting distressed homeowners that are listed in public records such as pre-foreclosures, probate, tax defaults, and for sale by owners. You know, that's the one I'm going to be calling first here today. Those are the kind of people you want to be prospecting. So stay tuned. I mean, enjoy. Again, don't forget, download the book, okay? It's at myempirepro.com. And right now, I'm going to go ahead and start dialing, okay? We're going to start dialing. and start having conversations with these people. We have about 14 for sale by owners to call today. And it's going to be a lot of fun, okay? It's going to be lots of fun. Excuse me. Let's see here. See, dial. No. And we're calling the 14 brand new for sale by owner today first. And then after that, we'll dive into some pre-foreclosures, okay? And the only reason why I like for sale by owner right now is because, you know, I kind of like get to feel on this homeowners and possibly give them even an offer on the phone. They already want to sell. But at the end of the day, they're just leads, okay? They're just leads, and you just never know. Just never know. I'm going to start. My phone is going to ring.
Phone to Storm.
They're calling.
Press Storm 1 out. To continue.
All right. So the first number is dialing. 139. It's a handyman special. Who's Bo? All right, so in between, I will talk. I will make commentaries based on what we're experiencing as we go. For example, this property right now is in Hillsboro, New Jersey. Excuse me. All right, so that was a no answer. It's calling the next one automatically. So I use a dialer. I use a dialer called the Storm Dialer, created by the RedX.com. Now, very soon here, we're going to have a link where you can buy your own if you want to. And it's an opportunity to support my business when you decide to use the Storm Dialer as well, too. All right. Let's see. So right now we're calling.
Thank you for your interest in 5 Petty Lane. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and I will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
All right, so it looks like it must have been a renovated home. There's another one. We're calling another one here in Kenilworth, New Jersey. Please, no realtors.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to the person in charge of Bloomingdale Avenue?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling about the house in Kenilworth.
Yes.
Hi, how are you? Is it still available?
Yes, it is. Are you looking to buy a house?
Yeah, you already said no realtors, right? Alright, I see that here. You're looking to sell this property. Is it a newly renovated?
Not newly renovated, no, it's been updated, but some of the things have been updated, the kitchen.
Okay. Alright, cool. Now you're open to working with the investors, of course, right? Somebody looking to buy a house, that's it. That's all you want to work with.
Well, that's all it's going to be good for. You're going to balance yourself. If you're looking to flip, there's not going to be worth flipping. It's not something you're going to buy cheap and flip right now.
Okay, I understand that. I'm just looking at Zillow. I'm on Zillow. That's where I saw your house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's showing a Zestimate of 342, and you're listing at 389. You have comps to back that up? Okay. Say that again. No, I mean, you keep asking that question. I wouldn't call you. I already saw that you don't want to work with realtors or investors. I already see that. I'm not interested. Thank you. All right. So he's when somebody have too much fans up, I'm not in the mood, to be honest with you. We got to keep it moving. Okay. We're looking for a certain type of people. And let's stick to that. Let's not even worry about dealing with anybody that's negative. If, as a matter of fact, if I say no realtors henceforth, if they already have that kind of fence up, there's no need to waste our time on that. And to be honest with you, it depends on how I'm feeling, okay? This is the best part about all this is, excuse me, I'm getting some water. The best part about...
It's not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
Drop a voicemail. So the best part about all of this is that I'm already calling. Most people would not pick up the phone and start calling those people. So if you can get yourself to a point you start calling people, you're already ahead of the game. Like, you're already ahead of 80-85% of most people, okay? So there's no need for you to waste your time with people that have a fence up or anything like that. Just, you know, he's already saying he doesn't want to work with a realtor, doesn't want to work with a flipper. You know, there's no need to continue the conversation, honestly, you know. And no hard feelings either, okay? Just keep it moving. Understand that it's two different lanes, and that's all you have to do. So right now we're calling...
Hi, your reach is Robbie. Sorry, I could not get to the phone. Please leave a short message and the phone number I can reach you, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you. Have a great day.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
So, I can tell right now there's a type of property I'm looking for when it comes to for sale by owners. Essentially, I'm looking for handyman specials, okay? If it's a brand newly renovated, upgraded situation, it's a very high chance they're not going to be flexible. I would still talk to them, but I would only have a 30 seconds to 1 minute tolerance, okay, to speak to these people, just to feel on them. So I don't prejudge, because in business generally, we don't prejudge.
Automatic voice message system 917-930-9210 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Okay. So calling the next house here, stunning 4-bedroom, 2.5-bathroom, colonial. They're looking to sell it for $619. Looks like it's a completed, newly renovated house again.
Hello.
Hi, can you ask me to, is this John?
Yes, it is.
Hi, John. I'm looking at your house you have listed on Clawson Avenue. How you doing? Did that catch you at a good time?
I'm sorry?
Did that catch you at a good time?
I'm just driving.
Okay. How are you flexible on that price?
What did you say?
Are you flexible on 619, 620?
Well, I'm sure you'd want to look at the house first, right?
Not necessarily. I'm an investor, unless you don't want to work with an investor.
Not as of right now.
All right. So you're not flexible on 620 at this point.
Yeah, are you a realtor? Or?
I'm not a realtor.
Okay.
Yes, and I want to know how flexible you are on 620, because actually Zillow is saying 600, and I know that Zillow is not always accurate, but I was hoping that you can tell me how you justify 620 at least first.
Do me a favor and give me a call back in like an hour.
All right, I'll do that.
Right now,
I'll do that. No worries.
Okay.
Does that mean you're going to be flexible on that price?
Well, like I said, I'm having a little difficult time hearing you also, so.
Okay, no problem. Talk soon.
All right,
so I'm gonna mark that as not interested. It doesn't look like the kind of house we're looking for. We gotta keep it moving. All right, we have one here. This is an existing home.
Good afternoon,
You said law office?
Yes.
Oh, I'm looking to speak to a person in charge of Lenox Avenue, trying to sell Lenox Avenue.
Yeah, she's an attorney. She's in with the client right now.
Oh, she's in with a client right now? Is this like a home or attorney office?
Attorney's office.
No, at the property itself. Would you know if it's
in? It's a home.
It's a home. Okay, I'm going to try to call back, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. All right, so I want to see if I need to call back for a sunny seven-room colonia with screen porch, blah, 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 price. Let me see. So I'm actually going to be looking at, his estimate is saying 610. They want to sell it for 595. Full attic on third floor. Okay, it's been 3 days old. All right, and this person is an attorney. I'm gonna say no answer. Maybe call back later if I have time. All right, so let's go on to the next person here. All right, so we're blazing through. You know, I should make more calls. You get better with pre-screening properties. There's a difference between pre-screening properties and somebody's calling back. I don't know who that is. Send up the voice now. All right, so there's a difference between pre-screening voicemails and prejudging. You don't want to prejudge, but you can prescreen based on criteria you are familiar with. There's a two-bedroom house here, one bathroom, for $165,000. Okay, these are the kind of homes you're looking for. It's stuff people can do a hat on, you know. Properties that, you know, that even the owner probably don't care about it anymore. It's a 1927 home here in Rahway, New Jersey. Two bedroom, one bathroom. People don't typically want two bedroom, one bathroom. All right, so there was no answer on it. So we're on to the next. So this one here is a property in Livingston Avenue.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Hi, I'm looking to speak to the owner of Woodcrest Drive.
Yes.
Hi, did I catch you at a good time? Did I catch you at a good time?
What?
Is the property still available?
No. The property is not for sale anymore.
Oh, not for sale. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Bye.
No, not for sale anymore. So not interested. I'll keep it moving. All right. And we have, I think we may have finished our call today. Because I remember attempting this yesterday. So we have a property here in Bloomfield, New Jersey. Listed for $115,000. Andyman Special. I think I spoke to this person yesterday. Yeah. Jeanette Ford.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hello, yes.
Yes, I'm calling about the property you have on Jerome Place. I think we may have spoken yesterday. I'm not sure. This is Ola.
Okay. Yes, how are you, Joe, today?
Very good, man. You said it's no more available, right? That's what you said yesterday.
What, Jerome Place?
Yeah, Jerome Place.
Yeah, that's not available. It's under contract.
All right, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, William.
All right, so. Sold. Property is under contract. All right, so. We're calling next one right here. Send that person the voicemail. I think I remember this one from yesterday too. $95,000, three bedroom, two bath in Union, New Jersey. I remember speaking to this guy yesterday too. So I'm gonna say not interested. It's a flipper. You're gonna keep it moving to resume. Yeah, I remember that one too. Next. All right, so yeah, we finished it. So I'm gonna say not interested on this one as well. All right, so we were done with that call session right there. We spent about 13 minutes calling all the for sale by owners today. 5 contacts out of 14 calls, 14 leads made, 5 voicemails, not bad. So we're going to move on to calling pre-foreclosures, my favorite side of it. I don't know why it's my favorite. A lead is a lead at the end of the day. It's really your responsibility to turn them to money, okay? All right, so somebody is sending text. Call me 200 Nutley Avenue. Okay, somebody's calling about 200 Nutley Avenue. I guess it was a return call. Let me see if I can call this person back right away. Let me first of all retrieve it and make sure it's a property that I'm even interested in. So it's showing up on my database when I search. One of the beautiful things about the Red X Vortex is, which is the dialer and the database system that I use, is essentially you get to search. Okay, so this person has a listed property at $674,000. That's why they're calling back. The property is estimated to say $800,000, and let's see. Now is your opportunity to own. One of the top areas. This home has everything a homeowner could want. Large fenced property. This property spread over, let's see. All right, so for a home, no, it's worth, according to Zillow, they're saying it's $800,000, but they're pricing it at $375,000, okay? So I don't know if the value is good. There are definitely properties listed, but more like a more brand newish property at $800,000. But there's also a $600,000 here, sorry, $550,000. So I don't know, you know. I do see a $200,000 around the same area, $674,000 itself, $400,000. You know, maybe it's the size of the home. But let me see what this person have to say. I'm gonna call them right back. All right, let's call them back. So the person was trying to call right away, and now we'll take you from there.
Hello.
Hi, is this Philip?
Hi.
Hi, Philip. You just left me a voice, a text message, I guess.
Yeah, you called me.
Yes, about your property.
Yeah.
Very good. This property, does it need work?
I'm sorry, can you say that a little louder? I'm driving, so there's some road noise, and I didn't hear you.
Okay, it's a big property, right? I'm saying, does it need work?
The property is big for Nutley, because it's 100 by 200.
Okay. All right, so does it need...
Nutley doesn't have a lot of lots that size.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of big. It's big for Nutley.
Gotcha. Yeah. You're the owner? You live in it right now?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I'm an investor.
Are you what?
I'm an all-cash investor. Are you flexible on that price?
You're an investor?
Yeah, I'm an all-cash investor. Are you flexible on that price?
We could be flexible a little bit. I didn't hear what you said. What kind of investor are you?
All-cash.
Okay,
mm-hmm. Yeah. You say give me flexible. How was the what was the absolute you must walk away with from the property?
I didn't decide that yet.
Oh, you didn't decide that. You're just looking for some offers?
Right.
Okay.
I have an offer in the 650 range that we're considering.
No,
I haven't decided yet.
Yeah, that's not going to work for me. I need to be around 550, all cash, 5 days, close.
That would never work for me.
Okay, thank you for your time, man.
All right, no problem.
All right, bye. All right, so again, I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to waste that time either, you know. So now let's go ahead and call pre-foreclosures, right? Pre-foreclosures. Let's go call pre-foreclosures. All right, so we do the first lead on here. It's a new lead, and it's a lead from 329. Well, that's today. And pre-foreclosure was on the 28th of February. That's the first lead here. So we're going to click dial and dial on. I actually see a name of a person here that I know. And I'm going to skip their name when I get to their name. I know the person personally. Apparently, they're having. To be honest with you, I've been seeing his name on the proof of closure list for at least 10 years, okay? On and off. But I think he has a way of catching up. So, no big deal. But I don't want the familiarity on a calling session. If I see them in person or I give them a personal call, that would be a different conversation. But I'm not wanting to deal with that. Well, you know what? I could have actually excluded it from. I can actually exclude it like that. There you go. That way the dialer doesn't call it. So, yes. No. We're calling a new session. Excuse me. So we just called about 15 minutes, so we have another, 75 minutes more to go. All right, so let's have some fun with this. So we have 2,414 leads to call. I just like the idea of abundance of leads, okay? It just makes me feel better about the whole process. All right, the dial is calling us right now. All right, calling Milton Street in Rahway, New Jersey. This property right here had a listing price of $248. All right, so. In the meanwhile, we're going to talk about flipping homes. We're going to talk about marketing. We're going to talk about prospecting. The beauty about calling pre-foreclosure is I also get to talk to you all in between. A couple of questions and answers that I want to tackle. Is this property here in Kenilworth? $385,000. 1902 was built in 1902. And there is a lender on it.
Hi, you reached the voicemail of Kimberly and Robert.
You're dropping a voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, so let's go ahead and do some question and answer. Okay. And so today I was watching a video. It's a video by Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey is the financial guy on Fox. I'm not sure if it's Fox Financials or Fox News. But, yes, they
were. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 908-787-6359 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Daddy, there's a spider upstairs.
We did not get your message, either because you were not speaking or because of it.
All right, we left a voicemail. Oh, wow. All right, so I want to do, Dave Ramsey did a video, and essentially there was a guy that was making $30,000. He was making $30,000 a year, and he wanted to start flipping houses, okay? And, you know, it was a little, his messaging to the guy was a little confusing in the beginning. You know, at first he was like, hey, I lost $3 million when it was his age. He said he lost $3 million from flipping homes. And as soon as he said that, I knew that, well, that's not just flipping homes. That's because you went into debt, you know, he had debts, right, that he couldn't pretty much fulfill, okay? He couldn't service it, and then he probably lost a lot of money. He said there were notes that were sold between banks, and he lost money. That's not a good reason not to get into flipping, okay? But then at some point, he now said, you can put houses under contract. You can find and identify good deals for other investors, and you don't have to come up to the table with the cash. And then you just make money for finding them the deals, okay? What he just described there is what you refer to as wholesaling, okay? Some people call that bird dog, but not really, okay? It's a full-blown business model, and it's called wholesaling. And you too, you can do that. That's what we're talking about on this channel all the time, right? So from that, a few questions came in. You know, people were commenting on the video, and I want to address some of those questions, okay? While Adala is dialing on over here. So the first one said, this was the note that I took from the video. Dave Ramsey lost $3 million flipping homes, but made money digging up deals. That was his language. He made money digging up deals for other investors. And then he will put the property under contract, and the property and the contract is subject to partners' agreement. Okay?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah?
Yes. Hi. I'm looking to speak to the owner of 391 East 9th Avenue in Roselle.
I have the wrong number.
Thank you. All right, so that's the wrong number. That's okay. All right. So he said subject to partners' agreement. Another way to say that is you put a property under a contract and you put a clause in there that allows you to assign the contract to another person. So then he used a language called sold the contract, okay? We use languages like assigning the contract. But it's essentially the same thing. That's just semantics in words, okay? Put a property under contract.
You have reached the mailbox of 201-926-2830. At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
All right, so you put a property under contract. You have the right to purchase this property within a set time, but you also have the right to assign that contract to another person, or in his language, sell the contract or sell your position on the contract, right? But he said only flip properties that you don't own, okay? So that's what I consider flipping.
Forward to an automatic voice message system 90848-75852 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
So that's what I consider flipping personally, okay? Not flipping, I mean, this fix and flip, which you actually purchase the property outright. You could use mortgages, you could use, I've done that before, but also with the partner, right? You can use hard money lenders. You can use your own cash. I typically would not use my own cash as much as I can avoid using my own cash. I will, because the name of this game is cash on cash return, not capitalization rate. Okay. The more cash you retain, the more you get to play in the field.
Call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 9083775830.
9 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right, so these questions came in. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Some of them are somewhat questions. Some of them are not really just statements that I need to adjust just in case you're here so you don't fall prey of the wrong ideas out there, okay? Anything I share with you here is always backed by experience, but also I expect your common sense to back it up as well, too. If it doesn't make common sense to you, I could be wrong, just so you know, okay? And there's room for me to improve all the time as well, too. What I can tell you is that I've closed over 40 deals, and there's quite a lot of stuff that I learned in that process, all right? So the first one says, making some wages as you would working as a construction worker with debt in buying for fix and flip. So this one is not a question. What this person is saying is that if you found...
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can you hear me? I'm looking to speak to the owner of Broadway Hillside, property in Broadway Hillside.
The
who? 1223 Broadway Hillside.
Yeah.
Do you own the property?
No, I don't own it. I rent. Well, what happened?
Oh, you rent. I'm looking to speak to the homeowner. Would you have a number to the landlord by any chance? I'm interested in purchasing the property.
Oh, you want to purchase the property?
Right.
Oh, it's for sale?
No, I'm just interested in the property. I'm from the area, so I'm just interested in the property as well.
And my number came up?
Yeah, your number came up when I did some research on the property, yes.
Can I have the owner call you?
Sure. You can give my number to the owner. And my name is Ola.
Get it. You said Paula?
Ola. O-L-A.
Ola.
Mm-hmm.
You know it was a two-family house?
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what you was buying it, but you could stay in here or you got to rent it out?
I'm an investor, so I buy all the time in the area.
Oh. Yeah. Did you buy the property on, what's that, Baltimore?
In Baltimore? Do you have a property in Baltimore?
No, do you?
I have partners in Baltimore, yes.
Baltimore and Hillside.
Oh, you said Baltimore and Hillside? Yeah, in Hillside. I'm buying in Essex County. If you have something in Essex County, Union County, Middlesex, and Somerset, I'm very interested. You have something?
Oh, really? Oh. Okay, hold on a minute. This number is
314-380.
0906.
What's his name?
You say you have other properties all over. His name is PJ.
PJ, okay.
But you say that you have properties all over in Hillside, so you have other properties in Hillside?
I buy properties everywhere, yeah. In Jersey, yeah.
Uh-huh. So you just rent them out?
It depends on the numbers. Sometimes rent them out, sometimes... We put some work in, we'll fix it, we'll flip it. Sometimes we'll bring on a partner to buy it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So can I store your number in case I'm looking for, like, anything, any apartments or houses or anything?
Absolutely.
Can I store your number?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. What's your name?
My name is Amina.
Amina, okay. Yeah.
Didn't come up.
No, the number, it pretty much...
My baby didn't come up.
It just pulls up number attached to that property. That's what it does.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much for the information. I'll reach out to him.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So we got a number from there. Okay. So you see how that conversation went? You can, when you call these type of leads, you also stand to generate other type of leads. Okay. You know, her number came up. Her name is, I actually just forgot her name. But she may be interested. In case you're a realtor and you're making this kind of call, you can say, hey, what are you looking? What are you looking? What are you looking for? You want to buy a home? Want to buy a home too? We have very, very cheap houses. You can, that's a good lead right there. Okay. So for me right now, I kind of got caught off guard. I think I handled it well still. But I got caught off guard a little bit. I should have, I have a number here, right? But I can also, I can still reach out later and say, hey, are you looking to buy? What's your credit like? Let's get you pre-qualified. You can buy a home. You know that, right? And this creates new businesses for you. And this is what happens when you reach out and you prospect. You can generate additional leads, okay? So this is a tenant, essentially, who lives in the property. We just literally gave me the number to the, you know, to give me a number to, excuse me, give me a number to the landlord, okay? So let me see the kind of dispositions available for me here. I'm going to call this a referral. Let's see here. Call this referral. Okay, so she referred me to this guy's number 205. I'm going to add a phone number, okay, 908. So the system allows me to add a new phone number that I was just given. And I can now call that person and see if they're interested. All right. See if they're interested in buying the property. I've already got that for you. Oh, no, 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 no. She gave me another number, right? Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. We already had that number. Sorry. I had it, her number. I have the new number here for the landlord, 380. And typically when they give you that number, it's a cell phone, okay? And it's a good thing, okay? Good thing, unlock. Do you want to, yes, unlock that number. And this is not no disposition. And I'm going to resume. No, pause. All right, so let me write this number down. I'm going to write this number. So when we're done, I'm going to call this landlord. When we're done with the session, I'm going to make you the last number I call today. All right? And let's hang up and click next. So we're calling the next. So hang up and click next. All right, so we're calling the next property.
The number you have reached is not in service. Please check the number and dial again.
Bad number. And we're going to say wrong and trash the number. All right. We have another 60 minutes to go, so hang out. Hang out, hang out. All right, so see, that's some really cool tips right there. So when you reach out and you call people, they refer, that's some of the beauties of real estate. Anybody needs real estate, either as a tenant or as a owner, okay? Everybody needs real estate at some level.
Voice message system 90820978884 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Okay, another voicemail. So 1223 Hillside. I was trying to see if I can. This property is what, 239 actually. All right, so let's see here. Excuse me. Okay, I can see this property now. Glaringly clear, it has a driveway. It's an old house.
Gregory, Sylvester.
Hello?
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Okay, on to the next. So I'm looking at this house. Yep, I can see the house. It's a small house with a driveway, some pre-foreclosure. We definitely should reach out. Okay. All right, cool. All right, so let's get back to the question and answer. So if you, I agree with DeRamsey on this video in the sense that if you put your effort, your money, your cash towards fix and flip, there's a very high chance, if you don't know what you're doing, that you will end up making just as much money as you would make if you were to be hired as a contract construction worker. So you want to be careful when you're using your own cash and your own credit. That's the point there, okay? Now, if you do the numbers properly, if you do, well, obviously, the maximum allowable offer is 65% minus repair cost.
Please leave your message for...
The only mistake you can make there... There are two possible mistakes you can make there. Either you didn't do the repair estimate properly, or your the value of the property, you didn't do it properly. You didn't do the comps properly. That can get you in trouble. That's why when you're buying, you definitely want to be conservative. Some people want to misconstrue that as scare money. You know, you're scared. Like, no, you have to do your due diligence and you have to be conservative on repair cost. Repair cost, you definitely want to estimate as accurate as you can. Okay, our session ended at 18 minutes. We're going to recall back in. Let's call back in. So you definitely want to estimate conservatively because things are, there's always surprises in rehabs. In rehabs, there's surprises. In construction works, there's always surprises. So if you end up if you're too optimistic with your numbers, you can get in trouble. Okay? You can get in trouble. So maybe that's the kind of trouble that Dave Ramsey got into in the past. He was too optimistic about making profit, and he bought properties, got in trouble with the properties. You know, that can happen. Okay, that can happen definitely. So you want to make sure that you are conservative with your numbers. If you see repairs, estimate. Your repair need to be, estimate need to be as high as you need it to be, okay? Because your offer is going to be based on that. Dial is calling back in. Oh, he went back to that new number that I just had it.
Hello.
Hi, is this PJ?
Hi,
PJ, how are you? I'm calling about a property in Broadway Hillside.
Who is this?
My name is Ola.
Okay.
Right. I was wondering, would you consider selling that property?
How much are you talking about?
So you're open to selling it? It depends. It depends. I need to do some. Does it need any work?
How do you get this number?
This number came up on my lead list somehow. Maybe some, you know, I have people that do research for me on properties that I'm interested in.
Nah, but there's no way you're gonna have my number. You know, and nah, that's not how you go by doing business. You understand? I don't mind. That's what you do for a living.
That's what I do for a living. That's what I do for a living.
Right, but it's kind of weird.
How much do you want to spend? Yeah, first let's clear that up because I like the energy to be right. Your number from my notes here looks like one of your tenants were able to get your number from one of your tenants. I'm interested in the property. That's why I'm calling you. It's all strictly business. So okay. if you're okay with that. I don't have that note here. If you're okay with that, we can continue the conversation. If you're not okay, that's okay.
Okay. What are your numbers?
My phone number?
What are your numbers you're looking for to buy the house?
Like I said, does the house need any repair?
Nothing at all.
It needs nothing. And it's rented, correct?
Of course.
Okay. All right. My numbers is... it's still dependent. I need you to be a little bit open and talk to me if you're open to sell. I'm an all cash buyer, so my numbers really depends.
Okay. How much you think the property value is for?
This property is showing that it's around $200,000 to me.
Okay.
Is that accurate? Is that close?
Yeah, nah, man. I paid $430,000 for a property, man. And I took care of it. I took care of that property. There's nothing wrong with it. You understand? Everything basically brand new.
Okay. Oh, the property is also showing.
You understand? So,
the property is also showing under pre foreclosure.
Under pre foreclosure?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about, my man?
The property is showing to be under pre-foreclosure. There's a pre-foreclosure. There's a lease pending notice here for March 28th. That's none of my business, but I'm just letting you know that.
Listen, you're getting the wrong number, man. I'm fucking paying my mortgage on a monthly basis. Every first of the month, I'm paying my mortgage. Then you're going to freaking call me. Telling me my property is a foreclosure as of March 28th. You called a freaking bank, my man. Now you've been disrespectful. All right? Because I'm not selling my shit either.
Have a good one, PJ.
Right? Listen, you have a fucking good one, bro.
All right, good. All right, so that's right there. It's a beautiful call, okay? If you don't get that yet, you're not calling. You're not making calls yet, guys. Okay, if you don't get that kind of call, you're not making calls yet. He's clearly not motivated. He's heated. I just didn't really want to be disrespectful. I should have hung up in like 20 seconds. Okay, but I try not to be disrespectful. I always like to say at least have a good day, right? So, but yeah, this is personal to people. People can be heated up. People can be, you know, people can.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Can I speak to the person in charge of Winans Avenue in Hillside?
Winners Avenue?
Yes, the property in Winners Avenue, 273.
You got the wrong number.
Thank you. All right, so wrong number. So I get a lot of wrong numbers, but somebody who is actually the right person, we got the number from the tenant, right? You know, that's, you know, that happens, okay? That happens. And they can feel disrespected. You didn't disrespect them. They're just feeling disrespected. That's not your fault, you know. You can gently bow out and just with respect, just say sorry, wrong number. Sorry, you know, we're not interested. I mean, the energy has to be right. Like I said to him, if he's feeling some kind of funny way that I have his number in the first place, it's not gonna fly. People that are motivated, they don't care how you got the number. They're happy you got the number. They want to get rid of that property, okay? He's in denial. The property is showing on pre-foreclosure. Notice date is March 20. He knows it's 3 months late on his mortgage payment. He knows that, and it's lying through his lips. And that's okay. That's acceptable. This is something that people can be very defensive for. It's personal. But it's not personal to you. Don't take it personal when you're making this kind of calls. If you don't like your numbers to be called by telemarketers, you need to put it on the do not call list. I'm calling this person right here now in Lynn Avenue Union. There's five numbers that came up. the two of those numbers are on the do not call list. Therefore, the dialer will not call them. Does that make sense? If that's making sense, please give me a thumbs up. Thumbs up. Thumbs up. If that's making sense. Let's see here. How we doing, guys? Yeah, so if you like this video, share it with your people, by the way. It might be fun. Let's see. All right, so let's go back to the question. So the next one here, next question is by somebody called Kermit. He says, so they're talking about the gentleman who makes $30,000 a year who wants to stop flipping. This person said he needs to focus on getting his income up before thinking about flipping houses. $30,000 combined, he'd be better off starting his own business. Well, they're not really asking the question.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. The mailbox belonging to 9738. The
mailbox is full. They're not, this person is not asking the question. This person is giving unsolicited advice. Because somebody makes $30,000 a year doesn't mean they can't start flipping, okay? So that's definitely, like, at least if you're going to make a statement, tell me why. Why can't they start flipping houses? Because they make $30,000 a year is not a good enough reason. You could say they can't do certain type of marketing because some type of marketing are more expensive. I just give you the because some type of marketing are much more expensive, right? But when I started, I was making $15,000-$17,000 a year. Voicemail over there. That's a very weird voicemail. What?
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Hola. Hola. All right, let's move on to the next here. All right, so because I was, when I started, I was making $17,000-$20,000. I was making $300 a week, okay, essentially. So if you multiply $300 by a week, by 1 year, 50 weeks, that's about a little bit over $15,000, okay, my take home. And at the time, I wasn't married. I didn't have kids. So essentially what I did is I would take $50, $100 per week, and I would just do some mailing marketing. And I knew that I was going to be doing that perpetually until I get my first deal, okay? I didn't have an ultimatum on myself, okay? In other words, I'm not stopping unless I close my first deal, and that's exactly what happened, okay? So because you make $30,000 doesn't mean you can't start flipping at home. So that's a misguided statement from somebody following a guru blindly, okay? He says he'd be better off starting his own business. Okay, starting his own business, start flipping a house. What's the difference? All right? Doesn't really make any sense. Doesn't really make any sense. But yeah, that's what happens when people give advices without knowing what they're talking about, without any experience, right? So the next one here is, this person is called Millions in Motion. He says, buy an old to rent is better. That's another unsolicited advice, another misguided advice. Buy an old to rent is better for what? Right? There should be more questions after that. There should be additional, you should be able to elaborate more on that. Better in what scenario? There's, like I always say, talk about extreme ideology.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 9084454591 is not available at the tone. Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right, so better for what? So it's like me coming to you and say flipping homes is better. That's also a wrong statement too. Because better in what scenario? Like, what are you talking about? Better in what? Oh, no, lease options are better. Better what? For you, for me, it's a subjective statement is the bottom line. Depends on who or what we're talking about. Depends on the scenario. Depends on the numbers. Some people ask me, say, what do you want to do? You want to buy?
Welcome to Anita's voicemail box. She's not available right now. Please leave your name and number after the message. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right, so I, like when somebody say buy to hold to rent, there are scenarios when that's better. If you're playing long, yes, of course that's better. You want to own asset that continue to spit money out for you long term. But clearly in this scenario, Derrance was talking to somebody who is trying to learn how to flip a house and make some profit, put some money in their own pocket. They want to make $100,000 a year, want to make $80,000 a year, just flipping houses. You're not going to make $80,000-$100,000 in your first year by buying to hold to rent. So that will be completely out of place. And you're probably not going to qualify to buy to own to rent with $30,000 income. Right? So in all kind of senses, when you stay in context, this person is wrong. Buying to hold to rent for a person who makes $30,000 a year, it's not even doesn't sound feasible because they may not even qualify for the property. But they can flip because they don't need their cash, they don't need their credit, and they can flip a property. They, you know, specifically in New Jersey, they can make 20, 30, 40 grand just from flipping one property. And they can do multiple properties in a year. There are so many stories, success stories all over the place of people doing exactly that. Okay? So when I look at the comments online sometimes, or people trolling these videos, it's kind of funny. You could tell when people are just shooting all kind of advices out of their ass and they don't have any kind of experience, or they haven't, sometimes maybe they haven't really thought about it true. But for people that have experience, you don't have to think about it true. Buy to hold to rent for a person that makes $30,000 a year, it's not feasible. The only thing that's feasible for them is to make themselves valuable to the ecosystem of real estate investing. By finding properties, digging up deals for other investors who have the cash to pay for it. Does that make sense? All right, so are we making sense? If I'm making sense, please make sure you give me a thumbs up before you finish watching this video. Another person here, Isaac, goes, so when you write up a contract to buy a house, you only have like a week or so to find someone else to buy it. I mean, you have, to be honest with you, legally speaking, yes, you may have a week because you're saying you're going to buy a house cash within, and you're going to close 5 to 7 days, right? If it's such a good deal, if you did the right job, if you did a good job securing a good deal, right, with a contract, then you don't need more than that, okay? The only time you're going to need more than that is if you end up putting a house under contract for a lot more than 65% of its ARV. If you, the closer you are to the actual value of the property, the harder it's going to be for you, because if you put a house under contract at retail price, why would an investor want to come in and buy from you within a few days with cash, right? It won't make any sense. Again, remember,
you reached the voicemail of the escrow. After some major changes in my life, it's time to change my voicemail. So everyone calling must sign a waiver. Anyone under 18 or over 80 must provide written consent from their legal guardian or their parent. If you're intoxicated and impaired, pregnant women expecting to get pregnant, lactating women, or men with erectile dysfunction, you will not receive any phone calls back from me. Have a great day. Peace. Love it.
That's a funny ass voicemail. Crazy people. But yeah, we're making sense, guys. So you don't need more than a week if you secured a good deal. A good deal means 65% of the after repair value. and an investor can see that right off the bat by looking at the price that you're offering, minus the repair estimate of the house. If you secure a good deal, that's the definition of a good deal, then you don't need more than a week. There are people ready right now. So there are only two ways you can go wrong there. As I said earlier, you can do your repair estimate is off, or the value.
Hello, this is Esther. Sorry, but I'm unable to take your call at this time. Please leave a message, and I will try to call you back as soon as I can. Thank you, and you have a great day.
Yeah. Or your repair estimate is off. Your repair estimate is off, or the value of the property was not properly estimated, okay? Those are the only things that can throw you off. If you're off with those numbers, yes, your property can end up taking more than 7 days to close, because no cash investor, that means cash partner investor, is going to come to the table with the money because your numbers are off. The reason why they want to come to the table is because you've done a good job securing the property at 65% with the right repair estimate, with the right after repair value. Okay, if you have that, you don't need more than a week. That's it. You don't need no more than a week. Okay, and let's say for some weird reason it took you a while to be able to sell, because sometimes I gotta be honest with you, sometimes it's a heart than it's a science, and you have to sell an investor, like, no, this is a good area. They may not be interested in the area. Maybe the person, maybe they're busy, or people have projects going on, and it just happens to be the time that you can. Then if the seller is truly motivated, it's not really a big deal to go back to them and say, hey, I need some more time. My partner has to do some due diligence, and I thought, you know, there's some things that came up.
You have reached the voicemail box of 97070078.
Right? And you just go back to them and say, hey, I need to make sure. And you don't have to go back to them physically. You could call them on the phone and tell them that. If they're truly motivated and they're already invested in you.
Hello?
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 Yes, hi. I'm calling. I'm looking to speak to the owner of Cranbrook Road Union.
No.
Wrong number?
Yes.
All right, thank you. It's the wrong number. So normally I'm supposed to ask, are you familiar with that property? Okay. So please add that to your script. Say, hey, you're looking to speak to the owner of Cranbrook Road and Union. He said, no. He said, are you familiar with the address? And then you can ask them for the landlord's number. Okay. And don't be scared because of the previous call we had, that the person gave us a phone number. The worst case scenario, again, they will say, how'd you get my number? No, I'm not motivated. That's the worst thing they can tell you, right? So, and you can see here, you're going to have hundreds of people tell you, no, they're not interested before you find your deal. This is the reality of the business, okay? This is the hustle, okay? So, back to Isaac, all right? So two things can go wrong, like I said earlier, repair estimate or your value is not right. And, of course, the house. Now, sometimes property, you put a property and it's.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, hi.
Yeah.
I'm calling. I'm looking to speak to the owner of Cranford Avenue. Cranford?
What are you looking for?
The owner of Cranford Avenue, the property in Cranford Avenue. Wrong number. Are you familiar with the address? 116 Cranford Avenue?
No.
Okay, thank you. That's truly a wrong number. So I took my own correction right after. All right. So when sometimes a property, you look at the number, it's close enough, and you say, hey, it's 70% after repair value. I may be making it a little bit less, but let me just put it on a contract. Okay, yes, you can still go back to them and say, I need some time, okay? And you say, we got to do some due diligence. The number is a little bit off, but I think we can make it work. Just bear with me as I work with my partners. And if they're truly motivated, they will work with you. If they were not motivated in the first place, they may not work with you. Now, there's all kind of in-betweens there, okay? I'll tell you what. The first deal that I ever closed, it wasn't my first lead, but it was my first closed deal. If you remember my story, the first four leads that I generated, I gave it to a partner, all right? I did it with a partner. And I did it with a partner, and I gave it to my business partner and my mentor at the time. And he was working on it. And then because when you're active in the business, just the fact that you're active is a gateway to opportunities. Another opportunity showed up where I didn't need to do a short sale. Okay, it was enough equity in the property. So there was enough equity in the property for me to make $20,000. And at the time, there was another strategy that was popular at the time, and it was essentially an option to buy. So it's a contract, but it's a one-sided contract.
Hi, we are not available to answer your call. But if you leave your name and number after the tone, we'll return your call as soon as possible. Thank you, and have a good day.
So it was a one-sided contract. Essentially, they're the one giving me a unilateral contract. They're giving me the right to purchase a property, and they're giving me like 15 days at the price that I wanted. So within literally like days, I was able to bring a buyer to the table, okay? A person who took the contract, purchased the contract, and exercised it for $20,000. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm looking to speak to the owner of Barnett Street Railway.
What?
I'm looking to speak to the owner of a property on Barnett Street in Railway.
Oh. All right. I don't know where you speak with.
Is that you?
I don't know. Yes.
Oh, that's you? Oh, you're speaking a little bit English. Are you a robot?
Robot
Adiman, yes.
Yeah, robot. What are you from, Indonesia?
No, Robert Adiman, is that you?
Me, Mofi. My name is Mofi.
No, wrong number. Thank you.
Oh.
All right. That was stressing me too, too much. He didn't speak English. No. All right. So, this was a person that seemed like a motivated seller. Okay. This was a property on Mount Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. And this was my first closed deal. It wasn't my first lead. So again, you're going to generate lead and you're going to think, oh, that's the first one that will close. It doesn't work like that either. This is a real business. Leads have their own path before they get to deals. Some leads will never close.
The voicemail box of 732-877-2343.
All right. So some leads will never close. Will never become a closed deal. Okay. That's why you need abundance of leads. Okay. So, but anyway, when we got to closing, a gentleman noticed that I was making $20,000. Okay. And he decided that, you know what, you're making too much money, and I will not be closing. And the good news is that I was like, why not? He's like, well, you're making too much money off of my house. I was like, but this is the price that you gave me an option to purchase the property at. This purchasing is my partner. We're purchasing it, and, he was like, nah, I can't do it. I was like, okay, you know what? I'll give you $10,000 more. So essentially, I gave him $10,000 more, and I made $10,000 from my first deal. This was December 2005. My point there for you is that if you create enough room, this is the reason why you need 65%, because sometimes people will flake. Sometimes you will need that room to pay off actual bills that they accrued. A lot of these people in pre-foreclosures have bills, thousands of dollars on their PSE&G and stuff. and it's from your profit, your 35% or 30% profit, that you will have to pay that bill. Hello? So, I'm not sure what that is. I'm going to try to redial one time. So, that's why you need that 35% space. You have closing costs in there. You have, you have the person that's going to pick up the property in cash. You have their space for their profit in there. But you also have room to pay bills. Sometimes you show up to a closing, you find out that they're owing the power company. They're owing this liens against the property that needs to be paid. And sometimes that come up as a surprise at the closing. Then you end up eating into your own profit. All right, I'm gonna hang up and say wrong number on that one. They're not talking. All right, so that's just the way it works, okay? So that's why you need all that space. So like I was saying though, if they're truly motivated, you can always make something work, okay? There's going to be a part of this business that's going to be a heart more than it's a science. And you got to figure things out. Your job at the end of the day, right? I said it's a marketer, right? But you're also a problem solver. If a problem comes up, even if the problem is the homeowner themselves, you attempt to solve it. And if you can't solve it, you keep it moving. After all, you should have abundance of leads. One of the first mistakes that I made from my first $1 million business back in 05 to 08 was that things were so easy that I completely missed the part where I'm supposed to have lead abundance. Okay, I missed that part completely. So I think that's a good lesson. If you think that's a good lesson to pay attention to, give me a thumbs up.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, I'm looking to speak to the owner or the person in charge of Birch Avenue, Plainfield.
That's the wrong one. You got the wrong number.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Are you familiar with the address?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you live there or your tenant?
Huh?
Do you have contact information for the landlord of the property? All right, thank you. That's the wrong number. They're not useful. Delete. No contact. All right. So let's go on to the next question here. Sarah. Sarah says, don't flip houses unless you have the cash to buy the house outright. Wrong. Okay. Dave Ramsey in that particular video was actually saying to flip only properties that you don't own. That's what it was saying. Okay. So, and plus it's not illegal. Okay. And plus, yes, it's a very lucrative business model. Definitely gonna need to take some medicine or something after this. All right. Some honey. I'm gonna take some one spoon of honey and some hot tea. I think I may have got some cold from this boy. All right, so wrong.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 9084001590 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
All right. So, that's that. Left that voicemail. All right, so he says, don't flip houses unless you have the cash to buy the house outright. And the cash to fix the house as disposable income. Wrong! That's exactly what Dave Ramsey is saying is risky, because typically If you're so smart and you think you should use your own cash to buy and fix the property, you have a very high chance you're going to lose that money. If that's how, that's what you consider being smart, to use your own money to buy and fix a property, to tie your money down like that, and that kind of return on investment is what you refer to as return on investment. If that's how smart you are, definitely you're going to lose that money, because chances are you don't know what you're doing. Chances are you don't understand money. Okay? When people tell you, even though it sounds like a cliche, when they tell you other people's money, yeah, there's some things that sound like a cliche, but they're just truth. They're just truth all day long. Okay? You just do the math. Okay? The less amount of money coming out of your pocket towards an investment, the better. Because obviously that increases the return on your investment, because the lower your investment, the better. So now this crazy advice, uneducated advice here, is essentially telling you to put your money and tie it down in a house for God knows how long, probably never. Again, if this is how what you consider being smart, there's very high chance that you're going to lose that money. Okay? That's how that works. So he goes on, or she goes on, Sarah goes on. By the way, we're 32 minutes into this particular session. In that 32 minutes, we've called 20 leads. 41 phone numbers have been called. One contact. Of course, you know, it's just pre-foreclosures. 11 voicemails and 64 points. Okay? If you don't know what the points are, this is how it counts it. For every call made is 1 point. For every contact is 2 points. For every appointment set is 5, which we haven't made any appointment because we pre-screen heavy. Okay, we don't just want to make an appointment without making sure they are open to all cash offer, which is 65%. Every voicemail left is 1 point. Every callback appointment set is 1 point. Every 30 minutes on the session is 10 points. All right, so we have let me see here, what happened here? Let me redial that number. So Sarah goes on, I would say you should
please
have.
Leave your message for 90857612.
Sarah goes on and says, I would say you should have $100,000 in cash before attempting it.
And please leave your message for 90859903462.
So Sarah says, I would say you should have at least $100,000 in cash before attempting it, and expect that you might lose instead of gain. It is always a gamble. You see how she contradicted herself. She's saying you should spend your life savings, save $100,000, right? Spend it on buying and fixing this property, and then she goes, it is always a gamble. Kids, business is not always a gamble.
Please leave your message for 90859001.
Kids, business is not always a gamble. Okay, don't let anyone tell you that. We take risk in business, but we take assessed risk. We don't just take risk. We don't just throw muds at the wall and hope that something sticks. You see me pre-screening calls here and pre-screening and pre-qualifying people. Because essentially, I want to protect my time, protect my resources. And somebody is here telling you you should spend the next 3 years, possibly 4 or 5 years, saving $100,000, only to gamble it all away trying to fix and flip a property. What a great advice. But also, what a contradictory concept. I'm waiting for the beep. There you go. Right? What a great advice, right? So here's what I'm going to say. Do I think you should save $100,000? Of course. Should you spend it on buying, fixing, and flipping a property? Absolutely not. Okay? Is she right that that's a gamble? Well, if that's what you consider being smart, to spend $100,000 on buying and fixing a property, then you are probably going to lose that money. She's right. That's straight up gambling because you don't know what you're doing. But even worse here, the person giving the advice does not know what she's talking about. Okay? It takes none of your cash, none of your credit to...
Please leave your message for 90859.
To start real estate investing. Again, interrupting listening, right? So it takes none. It should take none of your cash or your credit to start engaging in real estate investing, okay? It should take none of that. If you want to buy, fix, and flip, just make sure you have a partner, okay? Make sure you have a partner who knows what they're doing. There's nothing wrong with it, but of course, as low as possible, your personal cash should be involved in that process outside of marketing cost, okay? So, yes, you can spend your own money on marketing costs. It's the best return on investment you can possibly have outside of investing in yourself, okay? But,
please leave your message for 90859012789.
Am I making sense? If I'm making sense, please give me a thumbs up. Thumbs up. Thumbs up. Click that thumbs up. And don't forget to subscribe if you're here for the first time. Subscribe and play with the bell. Click on the bell right next to the subscribe button, okay? Now, let's go on here. So, Sarah. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm looking to speak to the owner of Westminster Avenue in Elizabeth.
No, it's not he.
Oh, this is not he. Are you familiar with the address?
Yes, I am, actually.
Oh, you live with the property?
No.
Oh, okay. You have contact information for the person to speak to? I'm interested in purchasing the property.
No, I don't have any information.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
That's a wrong number. It's a tenant number. And I did the right thing. I asked for more information. Okay. All right. Let's see here. Let's go on here. Let's go on here. All right. So the next one here, this person is called Come Explore With Me. Okay. it says username. The person goes, I don't get to find house cheap. So it's a question. Okay. It's a good question, actually. Let's see how far we have to go here. I think we had a 13-minute session first, and then we had another 18 minutes that, you know, that was cut short. So, and now we have a 39, right? Just trying to see how many more minutes we have left here so we can stick to time. 13 plus 18 plus 39. Oh, okay. We got about 20 more minutes to go. Okay.
Please leave your message for 908-265-6176.
All right. That was a voicemail. So Come Explore With Me says, I don't get to find house cheap and without doing any remodeling.
Please leave your message for 908-398-3850. Sorry, mailbox is full to send a message.
So, let me continue here. I don't get to find house cheap and without doing any remodel, sell it to another investor. Without doing any remodel, sell it. And it goes in parentheses. So let's say buy at $50,000 and sell at $60,000. Presumably, that investor is also looking for real houses and can also just buy the house at $50,000. Why would he buy it from you for $60,000? You know, it's a good question, okay? It's a good question. A part of my brain is saying, duh, but a part of me understand that, you know, this is not...
Please leave your message for 732-857-1445.
This is not always a simple thing, concept for people to understand, okay? Now, the reason why, the simple reason, let me read the question again, okay? Just to make sure you understand the question. It says, I don't get the fine house cheap and without doing any remodel, sell it to another investor. No repairs work. Let's say buy at $50,000 and sell at $60,000. Presumably, that investor is also looking for real houses and can also just buy the house at $50,000. Well, that's if they find the house, okay? You, as the wholesaler, you found the house and you put it under contract. The truth about cash or rehabbers and cash investors is that because they're also busy rehabbing houses and remodeling houses, they don't necessarily see everything that's going on in the marketplace. That's one thing. The second thing to understand there is that you're also a competition when it comes to the marketing side of the business, okay? If you can secure the property for them at $50,000 and they not have to pay you $10,000 and they get to make $30,000,
$40,000, $50,000.
Please leave your message for 908-499-0431. So even if they pay you... So even if they pay you that extra $10,000, now they get to make $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. Well, here's the thing. If they don't pay you that $10,000, you're going to flip that property to another person and they make nothing and they may still be waiting for the next deal. Or the bottom line in here is this, okay? You're getting paid because you found a deal, okay? And that's a real fee. And that's real value you bring to the table, okay? The reason this question is coming from a person not seeing value in finding the deals for the investor, okay? Yes, no remodel. You don't have to touch the property. You found the deal and you're making 10 grand for finding the deal, because if you did not find that deal, another investor may end up finding that deal and not the investor you're talking about, okay? So let's say...
Hello?
Hello? Hi. Yeah, I'm looking to speak to the owner of Center Street in Elizabeth.
Owner of what?
The owner of the property at Center Street in Elizabeth. Center.
No, I don't know.
Are you familiar with the address?
I'm from Elizabeth, but not Center Street.
Oh, you're familiar with 311 Center Street?
No, I don't. Like,
okay.
I don't know exactly where that is.
Okay. All right. Thank you. It's the wrong number. Thank you. All right. So let's say, for example, you're the cash buyer. And here I have this property I just bought. I put it under contract for 50 grand. And I told you, hey, I'm giving it to you for 60 grand. So you pay for the property. You pay my fee for $10,000. And you go, why would I give you that money? Well, because you need a house to rehab. You need a house to rehab, right? This property is going to be going for $100,000 once you rehab.
You have reached the voicemail box of 908-414-6897. At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Right, so you now go, no, I don't want your property. Like, you could say that if you have another property that you have your eyes on, but if that's all you have right now, I mean, and you see that it's a good deal, as long as the number works for you, that's $60,000, okay? Because that's the idea of me putting under contract for $65,000. If I was the rehabber, I would put it under contract for 75% of the ARV, of the after repair value, and it to still be a profitable situation for me. But because I'm not, I'm already structuring my fee into what I'm looking for.
You have reached the voicemail box of 908-414-6897. 0824835 73. At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Am I making sense? All right, I already structured, like, as long as the $60,000 is a good deal for the investor, they don't care how much they pay you. They could be paying you 50 grand, 100 grand, as long as the number works for their business model. Their business model is to buy it at $60,000 works for them. They put in the remodeling, what the work is worth it for them. They make a lot more money. I'm making 10 grand. They're making 50, 60 grand from the property, from putting in the work. I make 10 grand because I'm just making money for finding the deal. And yes, I can make more than 10 grand if there's enough room in the equity. All right. The reason why they would pay that 60 grand because the numbers still work for their business model. And that type of thinking is a lack of abundance mindset. Okay. When you think, hey, why would I give you 60 grand when I could go pick up the property for 50 grand? Well, it doesn't work like that. Real business people, real entrepreneurs
you
understand it's all about the numbers.
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
So now, can people get greedy, like wholesalers get greedy and overcharge? Well, it's not, if somebody does that, it's not doing them any type of good. If you overcharge, let's say this property needs to work at the number of $60,000 for a rehab, well, you decide to mark it up to 80, 90 grand and you want that and that's all you want, well, you're hurting yourself because if you just make 10 grand without having a remodel and you're keeping it moving, okay? But yeah, to answer, come explore me's question, as long as the number work, if the numbers work for the rehabber, for the flipper, for the fixer, the fix and flipper of the investor. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hi, how are you? I'm looking to speak to the person in charge of Cross Street Vauxhall. They hung up on redialing.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm looking to speak to the owner of Cross Street, Vauxhall.
Yeah, wrong number.
Thank you. Are you familiar with the address at all?
Yeah, but you still have the wrong number.
I do. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I could still go on and say, hey, do you have the phone number for the landlord? I'm interested. I could still do that, by the way. But, you know, I don't always catch that before. All right. So it's a lack of abundance mindset when people say that, like, hey, why would I give him 60 when I could buy it myself for 50? You couldn't buy it for 50. It's under contract, remember? And you have competitions that will still buy it for 60 from this guy because the number just works. It's all about the numbers, okay? That's the whole point of the 65% after repair value. So you can create enough room for everybody to make money. They find a deal, you find a deal, you give the deal to them, they get to do business, and they're happy all day long, okay? So I have a person, the last question here, Ken. Ken goes, do I need a real estate license to flip houses? There's a simple answer to that, and there's a more elaborate answer to that, okay? And the simple answer to that is no. It's not a requirement to flip houses.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system, 90824922249. It's not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Now, I have seen some people say, I have seen some people suggest that some state requires that you have to have a license. I haven't seen that anywhere. In New Jersey, at least, in New York, in Baltimore, in Ohio, you know, some of the states I'm familiar with, it's not a requirement, okay? However, when you have a license as a wholesaler, or as a fix and flipper, or as a real estate professional or consultant, whatever you want to call yourself, if you have a license, it gives you an edge, okay? It gives you an edge, it gives you insider information, access to insider information about the industry. And I do recommend it, okay? If you know you're going to do this full time, I recommend going through the classes. I don't know, classes are 75 hours or something like that. $200, $150, $400, depending on where you are. You can get a license. You can get licensed. And now you can also add brokerage to part of your exit strategy, okay? Because you're going to find houses that somebody is not willing to, you know, to let go at 65% discount. Then you can offer them that you can help them list the property for sale, okay? And that could be an additional source of income for you, but you're coming from a better standpoint, a better place than most realtors, because now you can act as an investor as well as a broker, right? As an agent. And there's no restriction whatsoever outside of you must disclose. You have to disclose to everybody involved in any transaction that you're licensed, okay? Just simply letting them know that you are licensed. That's really the only requirement. But there's definitely an edge. There's definitely an advantages to owning it, okay? So starting on the next session of this, by the way, the first 9 sessions, this is the last of the 9 first sessions I wanted to do with this. We've spoken to quite a few people, had a lot of experience. No, there's no deals that have come from this, but we will continue to do this, okay? And you've seen some really interesting conversations so far. So let's see here. Hello? Hello?
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. To continue recording where you left off, press 4. Message erase. At the tone, please re-record your message. At the end of your message, press 1.
All right. Supposed to leave a voicemail on that. Just leaving it right now. On to the next. All right. So I was saying we will continue these sessions and think about it, okay? We've made over, let's just say, 15 hours of call right now. And if you were paying $5 an hour for a person to do that, you would have spent $75. If you find one deal from that, that would have obviously paid for that $75 multiple times over. So I'm having some really cool epiphanies here. Definitely I will be hiring somebody to do this at some point. I will continue to call because there's a lot of real numbers. It's a lot of real people. We'll continue to optimize how we nurture the leads, how we call them back. As you can see here, I've decided I'm going to be calling for sale by owners as well as pre-foreclosures as we go along. We will be doing some direct mailing as well too. So it should be a lot of fun. But I've closed 40 deals from direct mail, a few from bandit signs. I don't do bandit signs anymore because I don't like the idea of looking over my shoulder when I put signs out there and the inspectors of the city is calling me and things like that. I don't like that. I'd rather do business clean, especially when I don't have to do that, okay? Let's make sure that. Hello? Okay. Making sure that there's nobody on the call. All right. So far today, we've made, on this session right here, on this particular session here, we've made 54 minutes, 37 leads have been called, 71 calls have been made, 1 contact, 24 voicemails have been left. As I always say, the voicemails are essentially marketing messages out there for you. You never know. Like you see that lady that I spoke to earlier, who may have other properties. She decided she's going to keep my number to call me. You know, that's how you put your message. You create more exposure for yourself. So it's not just about the deals you nail right now. It's about exposure, all right, for your business, okay? And 108 points, okay, so far. All right, so that's what we've done so far. So to finish answering this guy's question, do I need a real estate license to flip houses? No. But but it gives you an edge, and I recommend it if you have the time to go do that. But at the very minimum, you need somebody who is licensed on your team, because that's how you have access to comps. If you call, you know, there's some gurus teaching people to call realtors to ask them for comps. The truth of the matter is that most realtors are not going to do that. Okay, it's not worth their time. They're not sure you're going to buy anything. You're looking to flip, and then this, and you have to remember, a lot of people are calling them for the same thing. So the best thing is if you have somebody on your team who is licensed, like for me, that's my father, or you're licensed yourself, in which case there's no rules against it, okay? In fact, the only reason why I'm not personally licensed right now is because there's no point paying multiple fees in the same team, right? Realtor, the board of realtors, fees, insurance that you have to pay once a year, things like that. There's no point paying double of that, right? In the same team, we work together, okay? But you definitely need one on your team, okay? And you need to build this business as a team if you can, okay? So that's the way it works, all right? So let's see here. I think we should call it a day right now. We're going to hang up and we're going to end this session. And we're going to go look at the polls. Okay, we did well today. We did 88 minutes. Let me show you that. All right, so I'm a little tired today, a little exhausted. It's 9 days straight. I did take the weekend off. All right, so you can see here, today, March 29th, 65-51, record 14 for sale by owners, 51 pre-foreclosures, all right, and 65 leads in total was called, 110 calls were made, 8 contacts, not bad, 37 voicemails, not bad. Okay, marketing messages, no callback set, and 88, like we're 2 minutes short on 90 minutes, okay? So not bad. We're still averaging the same thing, 60 leads called per day, 100 per day of calls, voicemails, 31, 2, all right? So we will continue. I'll be taking tomorrow off. We'll be back here Monday. 4:30 as usual, and we'll continue the call. If I make a surprise appearance tomorrow, don't be surprised. Okay. If you like what you're seeing so far, give me a thumbs up. If you want to share it, actually, you should share this on your social media. Share it. Just click on the share button for me. That would be the best thing you can do for me. If you have any questions and contributions, anything like that, please leave it in the comment box below. Don't forget to go to myempirepro.com if you're brand new here. Go to myempirepro.com and download the book. And that will also give you access to the free course, Smart Business Empire. It's absolutely free, okay? You'll get a free 7 different videos and materials that teaches you how to run a smart business in the 21st century, all right? That will give you access to that at myempirepro.com is where you want to go to do that. And hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. And I will see you on the next one. And peace.